How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, Mandy wants in on this whole conversation. You compare your current love with the love of your very first boyfriend or girlfriend? Good morning, Mandy. You're on Q100.
Hi. I just called because I get so frustrated when I hear this stuff. I love him, but I'm not in love with him anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm currently divorced from my high school sweetheart and the father of my children because I felt the same way. I loved him, but I wasn't in love with him anymore. And I live with the regret every day of taking him for granted and treating him the way that I did and pushing him away because I didn't think I was in love anymore. Mm-hmm. And it drives me crazy. Melissa's right. It's boring, and the excitement's not there anymore. And after a couple of years, that happens in every relationship, and it's on you to make things exciting and to bring that spark back. I'd give anything to redo the mistakes I made, and it drives me insane.
So what's the definition of being in love and not in love then? I'm in love, I just don't love you. What's the definition there?
I'm with you, Bert. I think it's an excuse. You have that when you first meet somebody, you have that tingly and excitement, and you do everything you can to make each other feel special and everything else. And I think after a few years, you quit doing that. And so you lose that excitement and you don't feel special anymore and you look for that somewhere else when you should be looking for it inside your marriage. And I would, like I said, she'll regret if he's a great man, like she said, and she just doesn't feel like she's in love anymore, she'll regret what she's doing. Just appreciate your husband, love him, and bring the excitement back.
Yeah, especially when she goes to her 10-year high school reunion and sees that the guy that she thinks she's in love with is 70 pounds heavier.
Right. Wow, you didn't look like
bald
that in high school. Right.
Here's Ruth. Good morning, Ruth. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, Bird Show. Love you guys.
Thank you.
So I totally think it's normal to be married and not be in love, but you have to work at that. You know, and as far as, you know, comparing it to your first love, though those feelings may have been genuine, it's different. I mean, you're married now. You stop trying to impress each other as much as you did before when you had your boyfriend. But I've been married 27 years, and we've had our moments where just hearing him breathe would annoy me. You know, when you just get that annoyed and I'm thinking, I really just don't even like you anymore. But we talk about it, you know, and you're honest with each other and say, I need you to woo me. I want to kiss you and be turned on. You have to talk through it, push through it. It is normal.
See, that's why that kind of love to me is like a real love that you have to push through, and like 16 and 17-year-old love. That's just not real.
Just a difference in maturity, I think.
That's cool that they talk about it.
What are you smirking like that
for? I'm just laughing breathing at her, saying like her, he was just breathing and just driving me crazy.
How do you talk about that?
I don't know.
Tell
I just think
someone
that's,
that.
I just think that's cool that, I mean, they've been married 27 years. They talk about it. Your breathing is driving me nuts right now. And could you please chew with your mouth closed?
This is the email that we got. And it says, I have a question for all the ladies listening. Is there anyone that's married but not in love with their husbands? I'm pretty sure there are a lot of couples out there in this situation. The reason I ask is because I've been married for over 5 years. And I love my husband. He's a great guy and would never change him for anybody, but I'm just not in love with him. And this is the key one right here. Like I was the first time I felt in love with my first boyfriend. So we're asking, is that even fair to do? Here is Stacy. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know that I love your show and a little confused because I can get through now, but not when I want to win $1,000.
But are you in love with our show or do you just love our show?
I love your show.
So if you were in love, you would have won that $1,000. But anyway, go ahead.
The only thing I'm in love with is my husband, and I think that the first true love ordeal is just a bunch of psycho babble for women who think that they're still in love with their first boyfriend because they realized what they had and they let it go, and somebody else came along and took him. And I'm just speaking from experience because I'm married to my husband, and his ex-girlfriend and I got into an argument and a fight, and she's already married to somebody else, and she just came up to me when I first met her and said, I'm his first true love, and I hold a spot in his heart that you will never fill. Oh. And I think that's just ridiculous.
Damn. See, to me, like, they're almost different things. Your first love and your first true love to me, I don't know. I feel like there's a difference there.
I mean, when you're in high school, it could just be a case there's more effort. I mean, again, you don't see each other all the time, and it's the first time you're going to kiss. It's the first time you're going to, whatever. It's the first time you're going to get flowers. It may be the first time you get all these little romantic things, because everybody's trying out their dating skills when they're mm-hmm. in high school, and it's cute. And then I do find it so sad that when people finally get with somebody as an adult that they chose to be with, that they're with them the time spent with the person you're with as an adult is far greater than it was with the time you spent when you were a teenager mm-hmm. with somebody. And so, yes, there's going to be times where you're bored. There's times where you're just going to sit on the couch. There's times it's not going to be flowers and romance and kissing to where the sparks fly all the time. But I don't think that's a bad thing. I think it's a privilege for me, it's a privilege to be with Katie and to sit and be bored with her and for us to get on each other's nerves, because that's real. That's real life, as well as when we're romancing each other and we're doing all these other things. It's not fake or this facade of something.
There's a couple of weeks ago, Stacey and I were sitting on the couch and we were just watching who knows what show together. And I do this leg twitch thing. That it's very hard for me just to sit still. So without even knowing it, I twitch my leg. Mm-hmm. And just from out of nowhere, Stacey's like, will you stop that?
She's annoyed.
So that's 16 years of love that went into that
statement
right there.
That's real.
I've seen my parents. I mean, my parents have been married 39 years. It was really neat. Dang. At the wedding we went to over this past weekend. You know how they invite like all the married couples up onto the dance floor? Like, if you've been married, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, and they go all the way up. My parents were one of the last ones to join the dance floor at 39 cool. years of marriage. But he never stopped flirting with my mom. Mm-hmm. And when I was a kid, I thought it was gross. I would be like, would you quit doing that in front of us? Like, ew. Like, but my dad's never, ever stopped doing like the romantic things all along the way.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think they ever sort of let themselves fall out of love with each other, because they always, and I'm sure it ebbed and flowed through the years or whatever. Mm-hmm. But he never stopped like grabbing her butt and like doing stuff like that. And they've been married 39 years.
She's got a really grabbable butt.
Jeff's
even grabbable butt.
Don't you even come close to talking about my mom's
rear end. Did she ever do the two hand? Because she's got a good two hander.
That same experience happened to me at the prom when I thought I had true love. Uh-huh. The DJ said, look, for all of you that have been in love for 2 weeks, come out on the dance floor. And then it was 4 weeks, and then it was 6 weeks, and it just got to be kind of a lonely dance.
I think we all need to forgive Jen right now for saying that true love can be found in high school.
Huh? What?
You'll get it.
That's
in a minute.
That's where I found it.
I don't think I get it.
You will in a minute.
Okay.
The Bird Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.